Gram-positive bacteria. Bacillus, species name, S. Bacillus anthracis, Bacillus cereus, Bacillus subtilis. Organism characteristics. Aerobic gram-positive spore-forming rod. Hallmark infections. B. Anthracis. Cutaneous anthrax, inhalation anthrax. Symptoms associated with cutaneous infection include small blisters or bumps that may itch and black lesions that progress to a painless sore with a black center. Symptoms associated with inhalation include fever, chills, shortness of breath, cough, confusion slash dizziness, headache, nausea slash vomiting, drenching sweat. B. Cereus. Food poisoning and other opportunistic infections related to immunosuppression. B. Subtilis. Opportunistic infections. Modes of transmission, foodborne or environmental contact. B. Anthracis may be inhaled. Additional notes. B. Anthracis is a category A bioterrorism agent. Clostridioides. Species name, S. Clostridioides difficile. Organism characteristics. Anaerobic spore containing gram-positive rod. Hallmark infections. Colitis, pseudomembranous colitis, toxic megacolon. Symptoms include diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, increased white blood cell count. Modes of transmission. Transfer of spores from contaminated environment or by hands, especially in healthcare settings when good hand hygiene practices are not followed. Any surface, device, or material, such as commodes, bathtubs, and electronic rectal thermometers, that becomes contaminated with feces could serve as a reservoir for C. difficile spores. The spores can also be transferred to patients via the hands of HCP who have touched a contaminated surface or item. Additional notes. CDI may result in prolonged, chronic disease that can last for years. Standard antibiotic treatments are not effective in this case. New treatments like fecal microbiota transplantation are potentially useful for recurrent disease. C. difficile was previously categorized as a member of the Clostridium family, but is now listed under the Clostridioides family. Clostridium. Species name, S. Clostridium botulinum, Clostridium perfringens, Clostridium tetani. Organism characteristics. Anaerobic spore containing gram-positive rod. Hallmark infections. C. botulinum. Botulism, wound infections. C. perfringens. Gas gangrene, food poisoning. C. tetani, tetanus, lockjaw, modes of transmission. C. botulinum, ingestion, contact. C. perfringens, ingestion, contact. C. tetani, contact. Additional notes. C. botulinum, produces a toxin that results in illness of variable severity. May cause paralysis, which is usually descending and bilateral, and which may progress rapidly. Category A bioterrorism agent. C. perfringens. Produces a toxin, epsilon toxin, that results in severe illnesses and is a category B bioterrorism agent. C. tetani. Produces a toxin called tetanospasmin slash tetanus neurotoxin. Vaccination available. Enterococci. Species name, S. Over 30 species. Most commonly encountered are Enterococcus faecalis and Enterococcus faecium. May be encountered as an EMDRO, vancomycin-resistant Enterococci, VRE. Organism characteristics, gram-positive, catalase-negative, non-spore-forming cocci that can exist singly, in pairs, or in chains. Hallmark infections, UTIs, wound infections, abdominal infections, bacteremia slash sepsis, endocarditis. Modes of transmission. Major mode of spread is direct or indirect contact transmission mediated by transient carriage on the hands of HCP. Other routes include transmission via contaminated sources, that is contaminated medical devices or equipment or the environment. Additional notes. Enterococci are considered the most abundant gram-positive cocci that colonize the human gastrointestinal and biliary tracts, although they may colonize other areas as well. Transmission of VRE in particular is driven by selective pressure of antimicrobial use in addition to colonization pressure and other typical factors. They may be beta, alpha, or non-hemolytic on blood agar. Listeria. Species name, S. Listeria monocytogenes. Organism characteristics, gram-positive rod. Hallmark infections. perinatal listeriosis, meningitis. Modes of transmission: foodborne, especially fresh soft cheeses, unpasteurized or inadequately pasteurized milk, ready-to-eat deli meats, hot dogs. Perinatal transmission from mother to infant may occur. Additional notes: asymptomatic fecal carriage may occur. This renders stool cultures unhelpful for determination. Represents a small percentage of overall foodborne illnesses, but responsible for a high number of hospitalizations and deaths compared to the total number from all foodborne illnesses. Pregnancy creates increased vulnerability to L. monocytogenes. L. monocytogenes is also especially dangerous to immunocompromised individuals. Staphylococcus, coagulase negative. Species name: S. Staphylococcus epidermis, Staphylococcus hemolyticus, Staphylococcus lugdunensis, Staphylococcus saprophyticus. Organism characteristics: gram-positive cocci and grape-like clusters, catalase positive and coagulase negative. Hallmark infections: UTIs, bacteremia/sepsis, device infections, endocarditis. Modes of transmission: contact, unwashed hands, and contaminated patient care equipment. S. epidermis and S. lugdunensis are endogenous. Additional notes: methicillin resistance is common and contact precautions are not needed for methicillin-resistant coagulase-negative staphylococcus species. Coagulase-negative staphylococcus colonizes the skin but can become a pathogen when it enters tissue or sterile sites, and it is a leading cause of infections associated with implanted medical devices. It is frequently found in contaminated blood cultures. Staphylococcus, coagulase positive. Species name: S. Staphylococcus aureus. Organism characteristics: gram-positive cocci in grape-like clusters, catalase positive and coagulase positive. Enterotoxin producing. Hallmark infections: wound infections/abscesses, pneumonia, empyema, osteomyelitis, bacteremia/sepsis, endocarditis. Enterotoxin can lead to toxic shock syndrome, TSS, food poisoning, and staphylococcus scalded skin syndrome. Modes of transmission: endogenous, naturally occurring on a host, contact, unwashed hands, contaminated patient care equipment. Additional notes: S. aureus is considered one of the most important human pathogens. It is normal flora of the skin, anterior nares, nasopharynx, and perineal area. It is the only coagulase-positive species of Staphylococcus. This difference is used heavily when determining species. S. aureus may be encountered as an EMDRO, methicillin-resistant S. aureus, MRSA. MRSA strains are common in hospitals and other healthcare settings such as nursing homes. Streptococcus, species name, S. over 30, classified into groups. Group A, Streptococcus pyogenes. Group B, Streptococcus agalactiae. Group G, Streptococcus pneumoniae, and Streptococcus viridans are of particular concern. Organism characteristics: gram-positive cocci in chains or pairs. Streptococcus species growing on blood agar may be beta-hemolytic, complete lysis of red blood cells, alpha-hemolytic, partial lysis of red blood cells, or non-hemolytic, no lysis of red blood cells. Hallmark infections: group A, pharyngitis, strep throat, necrotizing fasciitis, rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, impetigo, skin and soft tissue infections/abscesses, postoperative surgical site infections. Group B, neonatal infections, bacteremia/sepsis, meningitis, postpartum infections. Group G, opportunistic infections, including pharyngitis, skin and soft tissue infection, septic arthritis, osteomyelitis, bacteremia, endocarditis, and meningitis in patients with underlying medical conditions. S. pneumoniae, pneumonia, otitis media, meningitis. S. viridans, endocarditis, oral abscesses. Modes of transmission: group A, direct person-to-person contact, probably by infected droplets of saliva or nasal secretions and perhaps by hand-to-hand-to-mouth contact. Foodborne and waterborne. Transmission via fomites. Arthropod vectors. Group B, direct contact, including via sexual contact and to infants during the intrapartum period. Group G, can colonize various body locations. Some outbreaks have been foodborne. S. pneumoniae, common colonizer in nasopharynx, transmitted from person to person through close contact. Infection results from microaspiration of organism. May arise from individual's own flora. S. viridans. This group of Streptococcus species comprises a large percentage of the flora of the oral cavity and may colonize other areas, leading to infections in immunocompromised individuals, particularly those with neutropenia. Additional notes. Group A, beta hemolytic. Among the most frequent and important pathogens found in humans. Produces toxins. A single surgical site infection with group A Streptococcus is significant, and further investigation as to the source is warranted. Group B, beta hemolytic. Common inhabitants of the lower gastrointestinal tract and genital tract. S. pneumoniae. Alpha hemolytic. Gram stain morphology may be described as gram-positive diplococci or lancet-shaped gram-positive cocci. Most common cause of community-acquired pneumonia and bacterial meningitis in adults. Also commonly isolated pathogen in otitis media and acute sinusitis. Vaccines are available. S. viridans. Alpha hemolytic. Low virulence and does not have endotoxin or other toxin production.